Friday, November 9th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Trump administration gave waivers from sanctions on those doing business with Iran to India, Greece, Italy, Taiwan, Japan, Turkey, South Korea, and China. Turkey, Greece, and Italy are fellow members of NATO. Japan and South Korea have mutual defense agreements with the U.S. India got left off the hook. The waiver granted to China was a major trade concession. Iraq also got a 45-day waiver for importing electricity from Iran. They and many others who did not receive waivers have cut their purchases of Iranian oil by a collective 1 million barrels a day. The value of that oil has declined significantly in the last month as well. Trump claims to have moderated the sanctions on Iranian oil so as to not send the price of oil sharply higher. Some in his administration opposed that, wanting to be even tougher. He claims to have reduced their oil exports by half. Trump was unhappy with the Iran nuclear deal, and although Iran was complying with the agreement, he pulled the U.S. out of it and imposed sanctions on anyone buying Iranian oil who was doing business with us. While some waivers were offered, this was enough to prompt a reduction in Iranian oil sales by many countries who did not receive waivers but did not want to get in our way. The U.S. Treasury imposed penalties on 700 Iranian entities and can freeze the assets of anyone doing business with them. Oil ocean shipping companies stopped transporting Iranian oil, forcing Iran to rely on their state carrier to export their oil. While Iran calls the sanctions an act of economic war, there's not a lot that they can do about it. While they still talk about closing the Strait of Hormuz militarily, as if that is some threat to the West, the one who would be hurt most is Iran. They need the Strait to get their oil out. In a military conflict, it would be the U.S. who would close the Strait of Hormuz. The Saudis have built pipelines to go around it, and the U.S. needs no Mideast oil. Iran's oil industry is also extremely vulnerable to military action. Most of it is shipped from Iran's Karg Island terminal, located 25 kilometers off the coast of Iran. It could easily be taken offline with a few cruise missiles, and I mean with just a few. Iranian leaders have protested loudly, but there's not really much that they can do about it. The penalty is too great for their allies to help them. They can take their case to the UN and elsewhere, which will gain them nothing. The U.S. controls the system by which banks around the world engage in money transfers for commercial transactions. The system is called SWIFT, and the U.S. controls it. There's no competition to the system, and the U.S. has barred Iran from using it. That means that they have to create more one-on-one or barter arrangements to get paid for their oil, and it also complicates how they would purchase things in global trade. Countries cannot afford to defy the U.S. sanctions and get cut off from the SWIFT system. Russia, the U.S., and OPEC are replacing the market share of world oil production being taken from Iran, and then some as prices have weakened. Global production is increasing, and the forecast for slower world economic growth are reducing demand going forward. Trump is benefiting from the flexibility in foreign policy that U.S. oil independence gives him, a far cry from the 1970s. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Iran is in big trouble. How they respond to U.S. sanctions is yet to be ascertained. They have no good options. They are so militarily outclassed in the region by the U.S., Israel, and the Saudis, they would be crushed in open confrontation. That is why Trump went light on the Saudi prince for killing Khashoggi. He needs him. Trump also needed the Saudis to pump more oil so that the squeeze on Iranian sales did not send oil prices soaring. That in a slowing global economy depressed oil prices, which puts even more pressure on Iran as the oil that they do sell is not worth as much. U.S. oil production hitting 11.6 million barrels a day is setting a new record. Just a decade ago, the idea of squeezing Iranian oil sales having no negative impact on U.S. supplier prices would have hardly been imaginable. And look at us now, an oil exporter. Until Iran surrenders their asymmetric warfare in the region underwriting most of the unrest there, undermining the stability of the region along with permanently relinquishing their nuclear weapons ambitions, Iranian people will pay a huge price for being ostracized from the world economy. The problem is not the Iranian people, but their fanatic religious leaders and their Republican Guard mafia control of the country. I don't want this to sound wrong, but there have been a lot of stupid decisions made throughout history in the name of religion. Iranian leaders are saying all of the expected things as to how they will break the embargo, but they cannot. They can either find a way to concede to talks or go nuts over being backed into a corner. That would have a worse result for the Iranian people. It would appear to me that Trump's challenge of Iran is for all the marbles. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.